We'd like to welcome each and every individual to Awesome Women. Hi, my name is Mark Boersma. I'm on with my amazing wife of 32 years, and we're having just a very intriguing conversation, and so thought you might benefit from it as well, so we decided to record it. If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, because they thought enough of you to pass this along. Or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. There is a weekly meeting at 12:30 Eastern Time, and so you can join that, and that number is 712-775-7031. That's 712-775-7031, and the access code is 688-592-POUND. That's 688-592-POUND. So, Rosanna, you know, you're working on writing a white paper on, you know, how to be interesting. And so I'm excited. A lot of other people are excited. I had an earlier mastermind call where there are a number of people that, you know, wanted to read that and plug in to you on that project. You and I, you know, we were talking on the pre-show and about, you know, an event that happened, you know, at a concert, you know, outdoor concert on Saturday that was most intriguing. So do you have any thoughts or insights or things that you think might be beneficial to either women or men that want to understand women in a more effective way?
Well, I think that being observant is a very good thing. Seeing what people are doing, seeing how people are reacting, you know, just looking around as far as what is, you know, going on around them rather than just what's happening inside their own world.
Yeah, and so, like, people won't know, Rosanna, what that means. Like, you're conscious of that. You know, you're conscious of that, but they're not going to, they're, like, if women were to hear that, they would not know what you're talking about. So you need to give women specifics to help them to become aware, because women are seduced, have been seduced from the very beginning of time. Eve was seduced, and so men will not tell women the truth, even if men see it, by and large. And women won't tell you know, other women the truth either. And we train our little boys in this, you know, from the early age. And it's like, you know, do you like mommy's dress? And a little boy learns very quickly that you say, yes, mommy, you look pretty in it. Even if he doesn't think she looks pretty, even if he thinks it's an ugly dress, we teach our little boys not to be honest with women, because that's not nice to say those things. Women, in my experience, are very, they lack sensitivity like crazy. They're just very insensitive. But women won't tell other women that, and men won't tell women that. Men will tell other men you're at lack sensitivity, but men will not tell women they lack sensitivity, even though men see it, I think, quite a bit. They won't tell women that. So women, I think, are craving for somebody to be honest with them. And so,
okay.
Brianne, you know, when I told her a year or so ago, she had a little baby, and then she was pregnant with her second one, and I was sharing with her on how selfish young mothers are. And I'm like, but nobody will tell young mothers they're selfish. You're so giving, you're so caring, you give so much, you care so much. It's like, it's your own body, for crying out loud. You're looking after, God built and programmed that into you to love your little baby, and your little baby gives you back so much. So it's not really being a loving, caring like you think it is. It's really actually a lot of selfishness. And Brianne didn't respond one way or another, but a few months later we were talking. She said, you know, Mark, one of the challenges I'm having is I'm recognizing how selfish I am. And so, you know, we go to a concert and, you know, we connect in with a small group, outdoor concert, and there's a bunch of young couples, you know, that we were in the small group with them before they got pregnant. Now they're having two and some are on their third, you know, and I start going and talking to the men, and I'm not social. You tend to be much more social than I am not, but I'm talking to each one of the men, and I come back and you know, I'm like, you know, you're like, whoa, you're just Mr. Social Butterfly, aren't you? And, you know, and then you share, you're like, yeah, I was some, you know, so one of the younger women, younger mom, was, you know, sitting beside you, had taken her daughter, and for, I don't know, half an hour, whatever hour, you went and played with her youngest daughter to give her a break, her and her husband a break. And, you know, when you came back, she said something to the extent that she was going to go be with her friends. And so she wasn't considerate of you. She wasn't considerate that you went ahead and took, you know, her daughter. You won't tell her that, because it's not socially acceptable to do that in womanhood, to go ahead and say, hey, you're not sensitive. Like, you're not sensitive to me and my needs. So older women will not tell younger women how insensitive they are. So younger women, younger moms, moms with children will tend to be really, really insensitive. So you're thinking about her, she needs a break, you care for her, and she thinks, you know, and I don't know, I'm not talking her specifically, I'm just talking young mom. Like, they think they're doing you a favor in that you get graced with their little baby, and so it's a wonderful privilege for you. And in a way, it really is. I mean, we don't have a little girl. You and I don't have a granddaughter yet. so in a way, it is a gift to us, but not as much as they think. Like, they're a little darling. Like, you could have done a lot of things. So you won't point out how she hurt you, how she was insensitive, how she just hung out with other young moms. She's not aware. And, you know, her husband's clueless too. Like, they're both clueless. Like her husband, he's in business, as many of those other young men were, and so they're starting to get humbled. You know, a few years ago, you know, on their own company, they're you know, charging it, making it all happen, and so everything's going well in their career, and they got a marriage and a house, and they got a new house, and they got all this stuff, and they know what they're doing now. The marketplace is starting to hammer them down. And so they probably recognize their need for me. And if they do, they do. And if they don't, they don't. Eventually, they will. The amount of wisdom and insight I can bring to them is huge in being able to go through that. But they don't recognize the importance of you, that you've had, for crying out loud, 7 kids, 3 boys, 4 girls, the value you can, and a husband in business. So you have this abundance of wisdom that you can give to them, and you have needs. Like, nobody thinks, well, wait a minute, she has seven kids for 27 years. She doesn't have kids. Maybe I'd ask her some questions, like, how is she doing? Like, how's it, what's it like? Like, they're not thinking. They're so caught up in the moment that they don't recognize and they don't think about you and about what you're going through and how they're going to go through it one day and how you can go ahead and help them with all these little things that can turn into big things and significant things. And so because nobody's telling women that they lack sensitivity, they hurt other women, they hurt their husbands, they hurt men, they are so clueless, it's unbelievable. Now, some might say, Mark, you're a man. Where do you get the courage to go ahead, or stupidity, to tell women, you know what, my experience in three boys and four girls, my boys are very sensitive to women. My girls, I don't think they're so sensitive to men. Their dad, I don't think they're so sensitive to their mom. I think it's like their world revolves around there. They're like a bunch of little princesses. Does that make sense, Rosanna? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was just thinking that I wonder, you know, if someone would have told me that when I was younger with all my kids, would it have made it a difference? And would it have helped me connect better now with the younger mom?
Well, and that's the thing. I have found that older women are just like younger women, and they're self-centered, clueless, and they think their world revolves around them too.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, it's just like, and so, okay, maybe you would have, maybe you wouldn't have, but the thing is now you know things and you can see things and maybe people will take them, or maybe they won't. Maybe if somebody had, maybe you could have been a better mom. Maybe I could have been a better dad. Maybe our family would not have had to go through some of the pain and struggle that we did.
Right.
You know, and so when you, by and large, we largely had people that were, you know, our age, I think. I guess there were a few older, but mostly in our group, people tend to cluster together. If you wouldn't have, well, then how would have you gotten to get in the position? Like, I don't think you're going to have the courage to go ahead and share what you see as truth now. So what am I doing? I'm doing it on your behalf. We're recording this session. And then, you know, get it out to as many women as you can. I mean, I shared it on an earlier call, that same exact story, and there's a woman in her 70s, and I said, yeah. I mean, my wife, you know, she's like, felt lonely, she was hurt, she, you know, but will you tell, you know, this woman and these other younger women, will you tell younger moms, will you tell them that? Probably not. Well, how are they supposed to know? They're clueless if they don't tell. But because I'm so sensitive to you, you know, I'm so sensitive to you, I'm like, oh my gracious, my wife got hurt. Well, I understand why she got hurt. I understand that hurt's a good hurt. And I understand that there's a gap, and I'm going to help my wife, you know, help other young women to go ahead and see this. And so we're going to record it, and then we're going to share it. So I shared that story earlier, and a woman in her 70s, she starts laughing. She said, that is so true. So you're like not the only one, you know, in your 50s or 60s or 70s, you're not the only woman out there that's experienced this. A lot of other women have too, but for whatever reason, they don't have the platform or the mechanism or the courage or whatever. They don't have the ability to go ahead and communicate. The word is not getting out.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, having the courage, you know, having the courage to go up and say, hey, you know, here's the recording. Have them listen to the recording. Like, they didn't even know. They didn't even think. They didn't even know. They didn't even think. Or to go up and say, hey, I was talking to my husband, and he encouraged me to go ahead and share this. That's how you go deep. You know, that's how you go deep. That to willing to take risks, to make yourself vulnerable and say, hey, you know, I was hurt. And that's yours. You know, that's you. You own it. And so if you're going to be an interesting person, you're going to have to take risks like that. So most women your age will not go ahead and say that. And so you, like, it is a gift to spend with, I mean, like, it's a, like, I would just play with their kids. I had so much fun with their two girls. I mean, it was just awesome. And so it is a gift to me, but it's also a gift to them. And so it's a blend. It's like being in that, you know, it's just, I enjoy being in that age group because there's so much newness in life. There's so much freshness.
Right.
And so being honest and transparent and being able to share this and, you know, and so, you know, is a husband, you know, a young husband, is he aware of these things? Probably not. I mean, you said, well, I like that when when I was younger, I don't remember you being that way. Why not? Probably because you were taking care of all the diapers and you're taking care of the home. And so I was being served. I didn't have to deal with that stuff. I didn't have to do it. So I didn't realize you were being, you know, selfish. So I didn't realize you were being lacked sensitivity. Why? Because, you know, I didn't have to do the things that you like to do, or you did. You did them great. But now we can see things from another perspective, another vantage point, another dimension.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'll get this out to a bunch of young men. I'll say, hey, guys, you might want to be aware of this. You might want to be aware of this. Because this is important for them and their own development and the development and helping their wives and their kids to be able to see, you know, certain things that they're not able to see. And I think
one of the things that I observed is that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are like me, that are, you know, they're just sitting there by themselves and nobody pays any attention to them. Don't even think that they could, you know, they might need something too. And so I think that, you know, seeing, you know, me being observant of that, of others, is good too, because, you know, that's how you get to know new people.
Right. And that's where, when you have seven kids, when you have young kids, you're just, like, I don't want them to get run out in the car. I don't want them to destroy something. I don't want them to get lost. I don't want them to get hurt. So it's like all consuming. Like, your whole world centers around them, and part of that's okay. You know, part of that's okay. But how do we teach our children as mothers and dads, how do we teach our children not to be self-centered? You know, and so, so an idea would be, you go to a venue like that and you take one of your kids and say, hey, I mean, I remember, you know, my mom, she said, you know, as you kids all grew up and left the home, it was harder for us to start churches because the kids created, you know, a gateway into families. And when we didn't have those kids, you know, when we didn't have those kids, you know, then we lost that gateway. But they wouldn't have had to, because they had grandkids. But it was like separate. You know, so it was like separate. It wasn't integrated together. They didn't look at their grandkids as being part of their ministry, and so they could have, you know, they could have taken their grandkids out, did something fun with them. you know, something that they enjoyed and then something the grandkids enjoyed too. And so they didn't. They didn't do that. So they just weren't aware of it. They just weren't, you know, that hadn't been done to them. They hadn't seen it before. It wasn't modeled to them. And so you and I see that with our, you know, our grandkids and say, okay, how do I incorporate our grandkids so our grandkids do not become self-absorbed, entitled, and they have great parents but and grandparents, but the world doesn't revolve around you, child. Love you to pieces, but you know what? The world does not revolve around you. So could have, you know, so could a mom and dad look at a venue like that and look for somebody lonely and go ahead and pick, you know, have the young kids pick a flower or pick up some, you know, I mean, two of the kids did that, you know, picked up grass and gave it to me. Is there a way? So can we go over as a family, and introduce ourselves to somebody and say, hey, you know, and so how do we teach our family, our kids, to not to be internally focused, not to be self-absorbed? And this society is a consumptive society. And it's almost like its design is for disaster. And it's like you are the center of the universe. Do what's right for you. Do what feels good. You know, live in the moment. Like it's all, buy it now. Do it now. Experience it now. Have a thrill now. Like it's all consumptive.
Right.
And so you and I are in. I mean, like you and I are still young. Like you and I could go to that concert, and you and I could enjoy the music, and you and I could go ahead and have an amazing fun time, just you and me.
Right.
But it's not just about you and me. It's about reaching out. It's about extending our reach. And so, you know, Jim Lowe invites 20 people over out to for a treat for, you know, for pizza. All different ages. And so, like, Jim is he's getting it. It's like he gets it. He's like gets it. He's like, okay, it's not about me. It's not about my family. It's about something bigger than us. And so we have, you and I have so much, and there's a lot of people out there like us that have so much to give people. So how do we do that in an intentional way? And so, like women, they don't understand. They don't understand, like this awesome women's group. They don't understand the value of this group, because if they did, they would like never miss it. They wouldn't be late. They wouldn't skip it. They would be on every single week. And if they missed a week, they would listen to the rebroadcast. And so I have some understanding of how amazing you are as a wife and a mother. And I know that if you teach the younger women, I know that the younger women are going to be a lot happier. And they're going to go ahead. And so you and I did a lot of things right, and it's evident that we have done a lot of things wrong. And so hopefully we've learned from those things. We can help the next generation do that. And I know that their husbands will be much happier if their wives, their daughters, their mothers, their grandmothers are on this call.
Right.
So any questions or thoughts or anything?
No, I think you covered it fairly well.
Cool. So if you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, you're like, man, this is really cool. Yeah, I think it is. I think I was on one or two other Awesome Women call, and I was on for 7 minutes, and then I was off. So to be able to participate, like, in a whole one, it's like, what a treat. I love this immensely, and so thank you for having me on, Rosanna. If you do have any questions on anything that's covered, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number, 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. If you haven't had your complimentary 30-minute strategy session, you can do that. It's very simple. Just go to www.dnaforsuccess.com. That's www.dnaforsuccess.com. Go to examination and then free 30-minute strategy session. And then when it says referred by, it takes you 3 minutes to fill it out. When it says referred by, put the name of the individual referred and then put dash Awesome Women. And then somebody who's certified to do the 30-minute strategy session from Awesome Women will give you a call. Or if you're a man, you can just put who you're referred by, and you could put Awesome Women too, and some guy will give you a call who's certified to do it and help you to be an amazing guy. Because amazing men, awesome men, tend to attract awesome women. Awesome women tend to attract awesome men. And so that's just how it works. And so we ought to be seeking to be awesome in being able to do that. Go into that 30-minute strategy session expecting that it'll change your life forever, because it has for so many people. And always remember, we can accomplish so much more together than we ever could on our own. God bless, and have a great day. Bye-bye.